We'll have Monday, we'll have regular, and if I have a chance, maybe I'll do something.
We have longer on Tuesday, so we can finish up the Torah issue. But for Monday, let's leave a regular shiur. Try to finish off Amida and Yeshiva and Dayanim, Edim, and Balidinim. If we don't finish today, by tomorrow when I want to start, excuse me, I want to speak a little bit about the rest of the Shaka Vataria, but mostly I want to start discussing Masachik Bekuvia and Melech. I'll give you more on that. But I already gave you a few things to start looking at, and then we'll move much more quickly because, again, we've done a lot of the groundwork for Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaPikadon, and some of those issues, of course, are going to reemerge in terms of the Pratim. So before we begin, just regarding Antler and Nitva, I think mostly everything that we said is clear and I hope, and I think is reinforced. Just regarding Shitas HaRambam, again, I just looked at the language again in Gimel Vav that I think David brought to my attention. Oh, there, okay. I'm saying how last week you had him. I think we should put him on the list, by the way. the language of the Rambam in Shluch and Gimel Vav is mostly about, as I say, the Sugyan Baba Kamadav Ayin. It looks like he has a lot better drink than I have, so. Kosvin Urchasam Metalton de Kafre, which is Sugya, just we'll have to be patient, and we'll be getting to that when we talk about Harsha Amar and Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. But just to, you know, regarding the rest of the language about the Shvua and the Devarim, that I think David brought to our attention, so that I think is interesting, and then, again, I don't know what to do exactly with the gap. In other words, I'm just repeating that it is, but the Rambam's a general view of Harsha, which we'll discuss when we, again, when we expand on Harsha, mostly fits into what he says here. But just again to bring to your attention that, again, a Tovei HaChaver B'din B'metalton O B'mbo'os Shehifkid Etzel V'Kafar Bo En Yachol Lichtov Harsha Olav Shenim Shezek M'Shaker Shehu Omer Lo Hir Sheisicha Lito Mashiyeshli Biyad Ploni Kvarmer Ploni Shein Lo Etzlo Klum. So the first part of that halacha is exactly what I said. I just checked it again. That's the Rambam's take, and that's his psak on Bava Kama Daf Ayin Omer Aleph, that Ein Kosvin Urkasa. Urkasa is a harsha ametalteli de kafre. But I'm just not sure. Again, as we left it the other day, the Chaim Bishan is Chayv Chavero Shvua Ein Yochal Harshos Acher A Love. Lahashbio, she'ein shum davar sheyiknelo ve'ein adam marshal tvias dvarim she'ein advarim niknim elal tvias mamon. So again, just to repeat that there's an ambiguity in the Rambam, because on the one hand he focuses on shavua, which implies that you know, maybe something less formal than a shavua, namely a tvia, might be an acceptable posture. But the way that he explains that you can't farm out a shavua is by explaining that dvarim are not nitanim lahakna. Anything that's not subject to hakna is not subject to harsha, and that certainly would apply to tviya as well. And that is basically consistent with what he says. I'll read the language just in a minute in the tshuvas as well, where the Rambam seems to take a strong view that when it comes to being a stand-in for the bal dabar, that the issue in terms of the effectiveness of harsha is whether there is something, you know, that is nitan lahakna. So I think what you might have to say, again, I think this comes a little bit from that Yerushalmi, when the Yerushalmi talks about, you know, the Kohen Gadol and the fact that Parsha doesn't work for Shavua. What you might have to say is one of two things. I don't think that the Rambam is saying that it's fine to have a Mursha for the Nitva. The only thing is he can't take a Shavua. I don't think he's saying that at all. And I think if you look at the language in the tshuvas, that he's unequivocal. I think it was already brought up, but there are like three tshuvas or so where he unequivocally takes the position that a nitva cannot have a morsha. So I think what's happening is that the Rambam is either telling us you can't have a harsha on a shvua, you know, because you can't have a harsha on anything that is not nitan lahakna, the huadin legabe the tviya of a nitva, or maybe there was a havamina. This is the, you know, the opposite direction, that dafka something like a shvua, which is something very targeted and specific, and a formal requirement, you know, maybe there would be shlichus on that, as opposed to something which is more pashut, which is the general representation of the individual. So when you look at the poskim, when they talk about the question of harsha for the toveya and harsha for the nitva, it's interesting. Again, they make different distinctions, as we discussed, in terms of sheker, in terms of you know, the ability davar hashanitan lahaknos, and so on. One of the distinctions that's made, I think, in the prisha, is that, you know, the toveya smursha can be given very specific instructions because the toveya knows his line of attack in advance because he's the one who initiates the case. It's his case to build. So he can faithfully transmit, you know, in a, you know, in an effective way, you know, what the argument is going to be. The nitva, as the defendant, you know, doesn't know necessarily what the toveya is going to say. Therefore, one of the suggestions in the drisha, the prisha, whichever vehicle he used for it, I don't remember which one, is exactly that point. In other words, you can, a toveya can appoint a morsha, but in, how can a nitva ever appoint a morsha? So in that sense, it got me thinking that something that is more formal and more limited and more targeted might be a better candidate, you know, than the representation, you know, broadly speaking, of the nitva. But it seems clear to me either way that even though the Rambam does emphasize the shvua part, that the explanation that he gives is something that applies equally to nitva, even though I think it's a good ha'ara that Itamar made, pointing out that it's the shvua that he talks about. And I think that this is just very consistent, again, with the broader view that of the Rambam, because, as we discussed, not only does the Rambam accept the view of the Rif and the Rimigash, that the Nitva does not have a Morsha, but again, he very specifically does mention that the problem is that there's nothing, you know, to be Makne, as opposed to the Toveya. His view on the Toveya is also a little bit ambivalent. That's Lishitaso in Hilchos Shluchim Paragimel Halacha Hey, where the Rambam says, Misha hayal biado biad chaver, the previous halacha, pikadon omilva bebe metalton bebe mos, vasa shliach be'edim lahavian lo arshus biad ze, shehem etzlo, im ratza litein niftar, ve'eno chai bachar yusun, shrei nasal nishlucho, v'im lo ratza litein eno nosin, she'en ze baldino at sheyova bahar shala pikadon. The shliach be'edim, who's not a morsha, if everybody agrees to use him, that's fine, even if the object gets lost and so on. Otherwise, you need a harsha on a pikado. And then he says, V'chol abo b'harsha, hareyu b'chlal ha-nemar, this is our Gemara also, v'asher lo tovasa b'tochamav, because he's involving himself in a litigation or a dispute, you know, unnecessarily. And the Ravid jumps in, and the Ravid says, you know, that's a little harsh, Omer Avram, Dafka kishehu im baldino beir achas, right? Umar shel acher litvoa eskovo. Avlim hoya baldino beir acheres, right? Matzil momon chaveruhu. In other words, it's not gratuitous interference in or intervention in somebody else's dispute if this is the only method, if there's an understandable objective reason, right, for him to be delegating, you know, to this person. Anyways, the Rambam may agree to that, but it's just interesting that he formulates it in this way, and that's also consistent with the tshuva. So there's a tshuva of the Rambam, Reishayin Beis, and he was asked this question, Ma Yomer Hadras Yikras Tzviras Tiferes Moreno V'Rabbeinu Moshe Harava. I'm reading from the Blau. There are different numberings, as you know, in the tshuvas Rambam, but this is the Blau edition. He has the Arabic on one side and the Hebrew on the other. You know, I always like to check the Arabic. No, I'm just joking. But it's a good edition. Shnei Anoshim Yisrael Chazakim Ubriim Asher Leachad Mehem Magia Davar Mena Acher. The Kol Echad Mehem Dar Beir It should be achas. Bikesh echad mehem lemanos lamursha lahotzi es hamagia lo min haacher. Again, the toveya. Hamatilo adin zos imla vim shneim darn biir achas va toveya rotzo lemanos mursha she yisdayen bimekomo vi shafet vi yotzi es hamagia lo. What about, you know, not just collecting, but also representing? Haim mutalo laso zos imla yorenu hadros adonenu. So the tshuva is haharsha miguna kamo shamra shalo tovasa zehaba barsha. It's exactly what he's quoting in Mishnah Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. V'sheyita an acher b'makom chaveru es tanosav hu isur kamur kamo shiadua sheborchu me'erchei hadayanim v'al pielu akdamos osu l'dati l'manos mursha ele k'shiyesh achreach im mishum sha tovea bi'ir acheres em hatovea b'hanitva bi'ir acheres o mishum sha tovea chole o kiyotsu b'min hasibos hamatzdikos aval kishum istalkos hasibos ein, there's no excuse. So this is the Rambam. The reason I'm recording it now, in addition to the fact that he's down on gratuitous murshas, is just to show that what he allows here is only for the tovea. It's clear that, you know, what he says is, I don't like it ever, if it's gratuitous. If it's not gratuitous and it, you know, is, it secures, you know, what otherwise would be a loss, you know, a loss, then, you know, then it's justified. But if you notice, only for, of course, the gvia is always only going to be for the toveya, but even the lehis dayen here is only for the toveya. And then this is borne out by the other two tshuvas that he has. One, I think, which is Simon Lamed Zion, I think. I don't know why I didn't put the number on it. So, again, a certain question that Rambam was asked. Okay, not just to collect. We're talking about the Morsha, so we're talking about, again, the being a baldin in the bin bezdin. V'muvan harsha sheyikne ad sheyakne adam lechavero es hamagialo me'etzel baldino agav sipa debeise o agav dalad amos as mitameit legabe hamorsha muvan harsha v'kofin baldino lehis dayanim of the bezdin zen nimna etzel anitva ho ve'in anitva yodea al elu chovos mitzido yitenu the Ketzad Yakne Oso Lemursha, Shu Marsha Oso. So this is fascinating. Again, the question is being asked. You can see that this question is being asked, you know, in this whole Tkufa, right? I mean, you know, all over the place. But especially, again, in the world of the Rif and the Rimigash and the Rambam, and for good reason, as I say, it fits in with some of the other questions that are particularly acute in this period of commerce and travel, and so on. But the way that it's being formulated is already this notion that a harsha is only going to work if there's some sort of chalos hakna'a involved, which we'll elaborate more on when we get to Lamed Gimel. But the Shoel thinks that you could solve that problem if the Mursha were to commit himself legally, right, to covering, the obligation, the financial obligation. In other words, in Achanami, for a Mursha to work, there has to be some sort of Akna. How could you even talk about Akna when it comes to a Nitva? The answer is, you know, he'll be the bank account that will, that will solve this particular problem. But even before we get to the answer, you can well understand that, and the way that the Shoel is asking the question is, but since, you know, you can't know in advance, that the Tovea knows how much he's asking for, the Nitva doesn't know how much he's going to be held accountable for if indeed he loses the case. So there is a technical problem, namely with being makna or being mischayev lahaknos, the right amount of money. But I think when we all read this, we rebel a little bit. We say, is that the only problem? The bigger problem is that maybe that's not what we mean by hakna of harsha. Right? It's not a schaibus to pay. That doesn't make you a morsha. It's giving over, handing over jurisdiction, making you the baldavar. Making you the, if you're going to be gova and somehow this comes to you first, even if there's then a relationship and an arrangement with the marsha, which is the Lamed Gimel, or really Bava Kama Ayin topic, which we'll get back to, then, you know, that makes you a bailin. That's like super shlichos of some sort, or even more. You turn into a baldavar because you have the right to collect. You're now a party. But does obligating to pay make you a baldavar? And the only problem is whether the obligation is a legally serious commitment or not. So that's what I was thinking when I read this. It's hard to know what comes first, because I already know what I think Shitas Rambam is. And of course, in light of the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, what he does say is basically that the problem is it's you know, there's nothing for a nitva to commit to. The issue isn't whether there's some sort of a, you know, technical financial element. It's, you know, what are you giving him? What are you handing over? What's samchut? What are you making him? So it's in line with that the Rambam really answers. Vim omer baldin lo et dayen, for some still in the question, elaim baldini lo im amursha v'heim b'irachas ha'im muta lo im lav, v'yesh mi shepasak shemuta l'nitva l'harshos b'tnai sheyiknu miyadi, sheyiknu miyidei hamursha, shekoma sheyetze b'din ala marsha yufrenu amursha mimamono. Chayva tovei l'his dayen imo olazov, imzeh perish nachom. That's the question was, you know, even if you can get financial element on a nitva morsha, will that solve the problem? And the Rambam's response is chad mashma'i, it's very unequivocal. Ra'uilem litvoa tosepes, etc. Whatever. Velo yitain ha nitva harsha b'shum panim v'siba. Velo yale ze al hadas. Velo ta'a me'olam odam bazeh. That's pretty strong statement. V'shamursha yiddayen afilim marsheyu, right? Hareza mutar, and so on. Basically, you cannot impose a morsha nitva on anyone, even though you can impose a marsha toveya, according to the Rambam, in a case where there's kola or iracheres, as we saw in the other tshuva. And the reason is because there's no concept of hakna. Hakna doesn't mean covering the loss. So that's even clearer in another tshuva, tshuva Tuf Yud Aleph, when he was asked, "Im hayu beis bali dinim be'ir v'amar echad lo yaduni mi ela bal rivi, ein hevdel baze atoveya o anitva hatoil hataina hazo simlav v'yesh mi shehora shanitva toil lo harsha b'tnai sheyiknu me'amursha shekomai sheyischayv anitva sheyishamenu mimamono." Again, it's another tshuva, exactly the same issue, right? Do you require the potential of mamon? And is there a difference between a tovei and a nitva? And is there a difference between irachas and shtei ayaros? So the Rambam's answer here is, inin arsha, sheyimsar hatoveya lemursha, ma sheyesh lo etzel ploni v'yishaer hamursha bal dvarim shla nitva. V'lachein, im kidim atoveya, v'tava me'anitva metaltim v'kofri b'hen lo to'il. That's the din of ein kosvin urchasa metaltli v'kofri, because of Mexica Shikra. Ein to'il az aleim harsha for the toveya, kamo shomra chazal, lo kosvin adrachta or urchasa a metaltim v'kofri. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, in the first half of the Halacha. V'im ze ha'ikar yizbatel milaharshos hanitva. He says the same principle, which is that harsha is giving somebody authorization and jurisdiction, making them a baldavar, is the reason why a nitva is excluded, l'shum morsha, meaning even in a case where there's no kfira. Why? L'fi she'ein lo davar al kabero l'mosro l'morsha. V'kachu adin b'chol batei dinei Yisrael. So the Divrei HaRambam are a little bit, you know, aniyim b'makom echad and ashirim b'makom acher. But this one here, meaning Taf Yud Aleph, is the Ashirin, you know, Rambam. Here's where he says very clearly that a nitva committing money, right? The morsha of a nitva committing money is not solving the problem. It's only the ability to turn a morsha into a baldavar in a real sense by giving him something, by elevating him, in other words, you know, not by linking his bank account to the consequence, but by actually, you know, charging him and handing to him the potential to collect and to keep or whatever. That is what defines harshah, and therefore beikaron, there's no harshah for a nitva, not because of sheker, not because of you know, the davar shelo bali olam or davar she'en lo kitzva, you know, of not, you know, defining, you know, the amount, but simply because doesn't fit into the definition of a morsha. When you go back then to Perek Gimel, halacha bav, that's exactly what the Rambam says. Although it is true that he says it about a shvua, but in explaining why there's no morsha l'shvua, he's also explaining why in general there's no morsha for a nitva, which is what he says unequivocally in the Tshuvas. Okay, so that's just in terms of the Rambam. The other thing is that that Micha and Moshe just brought to my attention is that, you know, this Yerushalmi about Kohen Gadol. And the question is how to read that Yerushalmi. So many of the Rishonim read the Yerushalmi that a Kohen Gadol will have an antlar equals a morsha, right? The only thing is that it will not work for a shvua, right? But otherwise it'll work, right? To be a tobeya. So they just pointed out to me that the Karban Ha'eda, in his interpretation of the Yerushalmi, reads it differently. That when the Yerushalmi says, Haga Atzmacha, what are you going to do if there's a Shvua, that there's no Shvua for a Morsha, that what the Yerushalmi really meant was, that's the reason, or that embodies the principle that there's no Harsha'a at all for Bali Dina. Say again? Yeah?
Yeah,
even though he... Oh, that one that we did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that line. So how does that fit in with his view that there is an antler for... I mean, in that tshuva, he thinks even the Kohen Gadol doesn't have an antler?
Well, I mean, he goes in the middle when he's entertaining the possibility.
Even for the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
That then the pshat will be that the Shvua reflects the fact, I just remember that line, okay, great, that the Shvua reflects the fact that if you can't take a Shvua, you can't be a Baldavar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Do you have a line there? Okay. Right, no, I'm saying that most Rishonim interpret, as we know, that... So what they're saying is, you know, what are you going to do if there's a shvua? You know, but the implication being that otherwise it's not such a big deal. One second, I think I have that here. Let's see if I can find the line. That's the one of Chelek Vav, right?
Yeah.
Reish Yud? Just one second. I just didn't catch that line. Okay, very good. I appreciate it. Okay, now we'll move back to our other topic. One second. You know, they don't have the whole thing here. Okay. Okay, maybe I didn't...
I have the tshuva on the line over here.
Yeah, do you have the line that he was talking about?
I don't know what the line is, but I have the tshuva.
Okay. Reishud. Above Reishud. Yeah, you have it? That's a very important line. Keep going, yeah.
The antler... Baal Peh, Lufika, Ein Hanitva, Memaneh, Osa, Beishin, Baal Peh. Aval hamorsha b'shtar af hanitva osa hamorsha zeh eino nirav in a klal. Consider the thought. Shari mishum kavod nosafon gadol. Shalu sham lama dunin osa yimana akvar kidei shelo yitzarech lamod ufe beishin. Deshivu deshema yizchai b'shvua v'inatul b'shvua. E Epshar Laboru
Yeah, that's a kilo.
E Isa Lamru Vimana Morsha Bishtar Alahainu Antler Hainu Morsha Bishtar. Ochatam Echad Bain Morsha Bishtar Vina Antler Shain Zayahum Shabbat.
Oh, but you're not saying that if there's no Shvua there can't be anything. So, but is it because maybe because it won't work for that, or because that's an indication that it doesn't work at all?
Right, it sounds like it's just because practically.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah, that's not the carbon A. Do you have the line of the carbon A?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I hear, unless you think they're also saying pragmatically. No. You think it the other way.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, I put it this way. It sounds in the Rajma a little bit that it's more of a practical, like if you're not going to, can't do everything, so you might as well just whatever. But I prefer it be the other way, for sure. Either way, it's certainly a good way to read the Yerushalmi, and I think it's very, very important. It's a shiur in Baldavar, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, so that's for the Rambam and the Yerushalmi. So let's go back to Amida b'Baldavar be'edim and Yeshiva b'Dayanim. Okay, so basically we had Ezra reading the other day, as I recall, and what we read was that there's a requirement in Baldavar that there be Amida, and there's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, right, the Amida sounds like it's a very important and expansive idea. There's a Hava Amida in the Gemara that for Rabbi Yehuda, right, there's nothing, there's no Amida at all, right? If you freeze frame that, as I mentioned the other day, then the discrepancy between Edim and Baldavar would be absolute. Yeah.
What's that? About Antler.
Yeah.
I told Rebbe about the Meshech Chochma that ties in Shadri Magashin to Pasuk of Yishu al Mishpat.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Mention. Yeah, 100%.
So the Pasuk says Yishu al Mishpat, and the Sifrei says that Pasuk is the Makor for Nashim. I guess that Nashim could, you know.
Could be Bali Din.
Could be Bali Din, and then the Meshech Chochma explains that, he says that I'll be the Rimagash, that Nashim would generally come to Din, but here it says Vigshil and Mishpat, that they come to the Mishpat, they don't necessarily come to the Dayanim themselves.
I mean, that implies that Antler.
There's an Antler in between.
Right. So that's a very interesting line, Vigishul and Mishpat, meaning not that they were present, but that their case is brought, right, to the Mishpat. And again, that would work according to the, let's say, Tshuvas HaRitva, to that Tshuvas HaRajma, Chelek Vav, Reish Yud, which says that that Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima isn't only limited to Sofer Bezdin, right, but is applicable to even to Antler. That would work even better. If not, Jeff say it's only Sofer Bezdin, which is a more prevalent view. Right, but very good. Thank you for reminding me. Anyway, so regarding Amida the Bali Dinim Edim Shiva Sadayanim, so as I say, we should certainly be Mechalek between Bali Dinim and Edim. When the Gemara says in the conclusion that either Amdu Shnei Anashim Machlokas Bishas Maso Matam Shas Kmardin Devera called Dayanim Yeshiva Bali Dinim Amida, the Chsiv Vayeshiv Moshe Lishpotas Am Vayamod Ha'am, or Lishna Chrita Machlokas b'shas maso matlam b'shas kmardin v'akol dayanim b'shiva b'balidin b'amida because enim is kmardin dami uksibu v'amdu shnei nashim. So now the question is it identical with edim or not? The fact that it is more limited, that it's limited to the zman of the kmardin, cannot be understood in two ways. There are basically several questions or some possibilities to raise. One is that the very havamina and the limited application to Gemar Din establishes that the whole Amida of the Baal Davar is maybe a different kind of halakha, maybe a less formal requirement. That's one. Number two, even if it is a formal requirement, right, we have two different makoros. One is connected to yeshivas hadayanim and amidas baledinim, right? But there's no not necessarily an equation according to that view with edim. There's a parallel with edim, right? Which you could think is equal or not, depending on what I'm just going to say in one more second, which I've already said about the status of gemar din and all of this. But certainly it's not the same din, as opposed to the other limud, which says that hadas edim and gemar din for bali dinim are equivalent. That certainly connects the two much more closely. And part of what I was saying was, if the limitation to shas gemar din could be understood basically in one of two ways. One is that this is a different kind of a din, a more limited din, just like there was a view that there's no Amida, so there's a limited Amida, but you can't compare that, let's say, to the role of Edim. Or is the pshat that even if there's a discrepancy in the amount and even in the timing of the Amida, it's really one din, because the common denominator is when the chalos of that particular institution is manifest, you know, really. So that you might say that, you know, the dayanim are always the dayanim, you know, therefore yeshivas hadayanim is necessary all the time, or maybe all the time. As for the edim, certainly the zman kabbalah says when they're testifying, they're betoras edim. But when are the bali dinim betoras bali dinim? Right? Are they bali dinim from the beginning to the end? Right? Or are they only bali dinim, you know, at the time of the gemar din? Right? You would have thought that certainly when they're repeating their tainos, that they would be bali dinim. You would have a shame bali dinim. Right? If I had to choose, right, if I had to just, you know, misvara, I would have said that the acute moment for bali dinim is either when they're telling their tainas, right, or b'shas gemar din, and not even necessarily both or one more than the other, right? When they are formulating their tainas, because that's when they're doing what is substantive and active, obviously. Of course, taking the shvua if that's the case, and so on. The shas gemar din, because that's when their fate is being sealed, right? And that's when their status, you know, is being decided. Right. So this is an interesting question, right? What constitutes the moment of bali? And connected with that, also maybe, because I already said it, so I'm just going to repeat it again, there might be a difference, right, between dine mamonis and dine nefashos. Again, and this is the question that the tumim, I think I mentioned, asked. Like, how can anyone distinguish between dine mamonis and dine nefashos? We'll get that in just a second. After all, the makar is v'amdu shnei anashim b'din, which is dine mamonis. So how can you, you know, how can you assume that dine nefashos, which doesn't have a separate pasuk, has different, you know, hagdaros with regard to whatever, as we'll soon see. So the answer, especially if it's the length of, you know, or the timing of when they have to be standing, right? But if we take the view that we're not dealing with two different, we don't need to be dealing with two different b'chayvim, two different dinim, there's a din that whenever somebody is a bal davar, he has to stand. And whenever somebody's an edim, he has to stand. And whenever somebody's a dayan, he has to sit. However, in assessing when that shame, I'm not talking about, you know, getting your checks, you know, and you know, the Isra of kill us dayan or things like that, but again, when are you actually active, you know, as a baldavar, as an aid, as a dayan? That there might be different stages for different functionaries, and there also may be a difference between dine mamonis and dine nefashos. That's the point that I was quoting in the name of the Rav, not regarding this necessarily, but regarding some other things, and that is that number one, in trying to explain the pattern of some of the distinctions between Dine Mamonis and Dine Nefashos, right, the Mabain. So some of them, it's clear what the difference is. The stakes are much higher because, Dine Nefashos, the psak is irrevocable, and of course it's more harsh. So a lot of the dinim that distinguish Dine Mamonis and Dine Nefashos have to do with Komer and Kal and reversibility. By the way, Komer and Kal and reversibility are two different things too, right? But those are two themes which we can all fully appreciate. Malchus, for example, is also irrevocable, but in a different kind of way. Whether Malchus is treated like Misa or Malchus is treated like Mamon, in some of the things, a big issue. Malchus, B'mokom Miso Menes. I think I still owe that from our Sanhedrin days. We touched on it, but we didn't do a good job, never time to do a good job on it. So it's still in my list. But the point is that both irrevocability and Chomer explain some of a lot of the Nafkamina. Losach Molav, how much of a Poskin discuss, Osana al Riv, al Rav. Many of the dinim work in that particular way. However, not all of them. And it's especially interesting if you take the view that there's, again, a base medrash part, to certain dine Torah. And that, some of them are hekatimtzis, that the dayanim have to, then figure out the halacha. And that's kind of what I was suggesting. That's what the Rav suggested about explaining some of the differences between Dine Mamonis and Dine Nefashos. That in Dine Nefashos, all, or at least almost all, of the shlavim, of the stages of Din, are very particular. They relate to the particular Bali Dinim and the particular case. Even the Maso Matan, probably. And certainly, the Kabbalah Seidus and the Gemar Din are about, again, maybe for the other reasons, because of the stakes, because of the irreversibility, and so on, or just maybe per se, because we're always being done on this person's status and their future. Masha'en ke b'dinim amenes, that at least a good chunk of it, or part of it, is a hechatimtzi in a Beis Medrash case, and so on. So this already goes back to the early part, namely, when we assume that there's a midah for both Dayan, for both Edim and for Bali Dinim, right, and correspondingly, a Shiva B'dayanim, it's like, how would it make sense to distinguish, right, in the application, if these are the same din or they're parallel, but if they're not parallel and they're different dinim, maybe some of them have to do with Heksher and Hagdara and things that we were talking about the other day, just the nature of what you do. There's a certain form and there's a certain, protocol to doing certain formalistic things. And others are not. Others are there for, let's say, Kvod Hadayanim or Kvod Bezdin, or they're there for, Iyum type purposes to promote greater truth. If their differences are different mechaibim, and especially if they come from different psukim, so then it's very reasonable that they would also express themselves both in different times or stages in the din, and as well, maybe, in terms of the question of Daraisa Drabbanan, the Chatkila B'diyaved, etc. But if really there is a parallel and an equation, so then how do we explain the discrepancies? This would be a great way to explain discrepancies. To say that the shame baldavar, the shame edim, the shame dayanim, right, even if it's all the same din, but, their functions are different, and therefore the dynamic is different, and therefore some of the applications are different. Certainly it would allow us to explain the difference between Mamonis and Nefashos, and to, I think, answer the Tumim's question, like, how is that even possible if the Mokar is Mamonis? How do you get this application to Nefashos expanded? The answer is, the Mokar is in Mamonis, but what it tells us is whenever there's a Shem Baldabar, he has to be standing. And in Nefashos, if the Shem Baldabar includes a wider, a wider requirement, then it's going to apply naturally in that way as well. So, really, there were two questions. regarding the din of Rabbi Yehuda. One is there a difference between the Mamonos and the Fashos? And the other is there a difference, what is the status of Kabbalas Eidos? And what we noted was that, again, Tosus in Sanhedrin seems to deny any difference when it comes to Bali Dina between Eidim, between Kabbalas, between Nefashos and Mamonos. And Tosus doesn't assume that Kabbalas Eidos has a special Yichus. Tosus in Sanhedrin has two Deos about Dini Mamonos and Nefashos distinction, and possibly the idea that Kabbalas Eidos would be a critical moment for the Bali Dinim as well. That second point about Kabbalas Eidos being a critical point, we also connect it to other issues, you know, the Ramban and Rav Sajagon, the problem of Eimah Kabbal Neidim Shalom B'fnei Baldin, whether that's Ma'akev or not, whether it's just a pragmatic halacha, kind of a Ha'aza type halacha, which is the view of the Rajput and Tshuva. There's a debate whether it's Ma'akev, as well as, I think I mentioned, the Sefer Ashtaros of the Rebbe Bartzaloni, where he suggests that the whole thing is a misnomer. It's really not a din of Ein Mekablin Eidos Shalom B'fnei Baldin. It's a din in Ein Gomrim B'Sadin Shalom B'fnei Baldin. But either way, these Machlokas HaRishonim may reflect on these issues. What about the question of Kvod Talmud Chacham? That's another question to ask. Is there a tour of Kvod Talmud Chacham? Is there an exception of Kvod Talmud Chacham to the din of Amidas Bali Dinim? And how does that fit in with, especially Amidas Eidim, and maybe even Yeshiva Sadayonim? Was there a question? Did you have a question?
Oh, yeah, I just want to know where the Barcelona was.
In Sefer Shtoros. I think it stands out in my mind that it's like on page 83, but I don't know why I think that. I'll check it. It's in the Shtar. There's a Shtar. Sefer Shtaros is a formulary of Shtaros. when we learned Sanhedrin, actually, we discussed the Shtar of Smicha. Remember the Ksav Smicha? That's from the his. You know, he believes that they still did the Smicha B'Yadayim of Yoshua, and he connected to even modern Smicha to classical Smicha. But so he also has he has shtaros there. Kimo kishmo kenu, sefer shtaros. So one of the shtaros is a shtar Kabbalah Seidus. It's in that one. But I'll try to find, maybe I'll bring it in, I'll just... Okay, so what about Kavod? So what is the story about Kavod? Yoni, what's the story with Kavod? Is there an exception from Midas Bali Dinim? And how does it connect with, let's say, Amidas, Eidim, and Dayanim.
The Koran's Bachan thinks that there is a difference.
Say again?
The Koran's Bachan.
Well, before we get to the Gemara's Vachim, the Gemara's Vachim is dealing with what is Eidim.
Right.
But it's not necessarily dealing. Okay. Well, it is dealing with Talmud Chachamim, but that's on Eidim. So the Gemara's Vachim mentions that when it comes to Talmud Chacham, that there's an exception to the requirement of Eidim. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see how important that is for that Gemara in just a minute. But before we get to that, and what about our Gemara and Shavuos?
Our Gemara, there is with...
why start with Zvachim? I mean,
right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that if you're a Kachim man. Maybe this means that you're a Kachim man.
Could be.
You're not denying it?
Not denying it.
Okay.
Not confirming, though.
Okay, I hear that. Yeah. Well, okay, so a little more exploration on my part. A little more investigative work. Yeah.
We brought the case of Vitu Burakuna, and because of her, we said you need to stand for her.
Okay, so that's Amidas Hadayanim of some sort, and we'll get to that. Why didn't he just stand up fully? That's a mixed evidence. But that's an Amidas Hadayanim, not on Yeshiva Sabali Dinim. What do we have about Yeshiva Sabali Dinim? Just read the Gemara quickly, if you don't mind. Where did Ezra stop? The Bisad Ravuna, did Ezra read the Bisad Ravuna? Ezra, did you read it? He read it all.
I think we said we were going to skip it. I don't think we ended up continuing.
Okay, so maybe Yoni, just read it quickly, if you don't mind. The Bisad Rav Huna, let's get it all in on the record. So, the Bisad Rav Huna. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think about that, anyway? Meaning, so the Rishonim were bothered. We'll get back to the answers, try to finish everything off today and tomorrow. But does this mean, this is about Yeshiva Sadayanim. It's not about Amidas Ha'edim, and it's not about Amidas Balei Dinim, so far, right? So, one second. The problem was whether they could stand. But the question that Rishonim ask is, why didn't he just stand? Out of Kvod Eishes Chaver. What did he need this whole trick for? Right? So that's a little bit of a question. The Bali Tosis discuss it, and the other Rishonim. Right? Is there a difference between Eishes Chaver and Chaver? Is there a difference between Eishes Chaver Lachar, Misas HaChaver? Right? What are these in between? So it's good to know. We'll pin that down a little bit more. So this is a little bit, this Gemara implies that definitely the factor of Kvod Talmud Torah is a factor in Yeshiva Sadayanim, but not a full factor yet. Okay, so let's keep going for a minute. Amar Mar. What? Yeah, so we'll get, and therefore, but that's still Yeshiva Sadayanim, it's an issue of Yeshiva Sadayanim.
I mean, it seems like it's not, right? It sounds like the issue.
Why, but is there normally a problem of chashash for stimas tainos, he just be moshev shneim. On the website, let him, but he's adding, right? He's standing, right? I'm saying, let's say you have a real, let's say you have not an eishes chaver shemes bala. Would you normally be choshesh for mistatman tanase under that circumstance?
Right, that's a different question already from.
That's the question Tosas asking, really, kind of, right?
Well,
isn't that what Tosas asks? Afagavda yachol. No, we'll get to that. No, Tos is asking two questions, right? One is, Tos is like, Afal Yochel, why didn't he just have her sit down? Right. For that purposes. So,
but on the standing question, why isn't the dying standing?
Yeah. We'll get to that too. Some are showing him bothered by that too.
But there, he's clear. It's clear in the Gemara that's because of Tos' system of China.
Right. I'm just asking, correct. I'm just asking, do you have that same concern if you have a living, breathing Talmud Chacham in your presence? And if that's the case, then there's a discrepancy.
But it's not really a Midas Yeshiva Sayanu question, it's more of a Stima Tainosa question.
Could be. So we'll get back to that. But the way you're correct, that Tosa says, Afagav da Yachal Hoshiva, ki da Amr Besamuch, da Aseh de Kovod HaTorah Adif. Achanami, Aseh de Kovod HaTorah. I mean, why didn't he just have her sit down? Okay, but this bothers me a little bit. So why does it bother me a little bit? Well, they didn't number one, okay. But the way Tosas asked the question bothers me. Is that an accurate way to ask the question? Does the Gemara say later on that the Aseh, the Talmud Torah, allows you to be Moshev Balei Dinim? Does it?
It's a later Gemara in the middle of Amud that says, yeah.
What? Yeah. Does it say because of Aseh to cover the Torah Adif?
No, but what else would it be?
Okay. So that's the point I just want to make quickly. Guys, you only read it, you'll see what I mean in a minute. It could be that it could be a right. It just, where does that Gemara really talking about? Since we know already. Adim. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the point I just want to make. Go ahead. Avol b'shas gemar din, tiber hakol donim b'shiva b'bali dinim b'amida. Go ahead. The son. Okay, we'll get back to that. The shchia, right? Namely, this, is Ellie here? Where'd he go? Oh, there. Nishtahin nishtaher kind of a thing, right? Yeah. Meaning this like in between limbo kind of status. Shchiya. Go ahead. Amar? Yeah, we'll get to that also. That's a little bit of an issue. What is Gemar Din Legabe this halacha? Right? Ish ploni atzazaka. What else should it be? Some of the Rishonim point out?
Why?
What's the other definition of Gemar Din that we're. This is a Sanhedrin issue. We did discuss it. It's Sanhedrin.
Lo.
What?
Say Tain Lo.
Say Tain Lo. Is it say tein lo or ish ploni atazak? When do you say ish ploni atazakai is the gemar din, and when is ploni ploni atazakai ploni atachai? Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit. Go ahead, Omar Rabba. Okay, this is the Gemara that Adam was just talking about, correct? This Gemara says explicitly that if you have a baldavar, tamid chacham, that you're moshiv him. Okay? Okay. But what's fascinating to me is that the Gemara didn't feel compelled to justify this. They just say it. Okay? Go ahead, Rav Bar Shravya.
Right.
It's not my problem, you know, you just have a, like, you know, a Kanoi Shliach Bezdin here, so, okay. That's interesting that that can happen, but okay, keep going. Like, so once again, so you have two stories in the Gemara that you, in theory, can be Moshiv, a Baldavar who's a Talmud Chacham. Correct? But you have to be Moshiv, both of them, and then you have this interesting question, you know, what happens, you know, with the rogue, you know, Shliach Bezdin, or maybe it's a good cop, bad cop kind of thing. I'm not really sure what's happening there, but it's interesting. Go ahead. Amar Rabba, Barav Huna. Okay. Amar Rabba Barav Huna. That's if they, this is what we saw earlier in the year, right? Namely, the Edom are, you want the Supreme Court Justice Edom, you know, to testify in front of the traffic cop, you know, judge. Okay, or the whatever it is, small claims court. Does he have to do that? Can he do it? Should he do it? Etc. Okay, Amar Rav Shesha Barei D'Ravidi. And we've already discussed if there are discrepancies. It seems like we're equating the two. Right, in the Rambam, it seems like there's a discrepancy between the two, and I already suggested what I think the common denominator is earlier in the year. Okay, keep going. Hani mili b'mamona. Okay, so this part of the Gemara just says that a Talmud Chacham aid doesn't have to show up, has no chiyuv agada. And we certainly discussed that extensively, correct? Okay, but we don't yet know that a Talmud Chacham aid, right, doesn't have to sit, correct? That's the next Gemara, Rav Yemar. He sat them. Over there, Ravashi. Okay, that's what I want to point out. How come? And it could be that it's totally unimportant. I'm just pointing out that this line in the Gemara, when the Gemara says Hayaseh, but Gemara's quest challenges it, and the Gemara's answer Hayaseh, Hayaseh, I say the Kabbalat Torah Adif, sounds like there's like a serious problem, a serious clash, but you know it's overridden by Kabbalat Torah. That is stated in the Gemara regarding Yeshivas Ha'edim. Correct? It's just interesting to note that the Gemara, when it said that you can be Moshiv, the Balei Dinim, right, didn't ask the question, and didn't say based on Asei the Kavanat Torah Adif. Tosus, when they say Afagav Diochalo Shiva Kedamer B'Samuch Asei the Kavanat Torah Adif, right, you just have to know V'hochanami aseh dekal tovat haTorah shehoy seish haskaver. The hochanami isn't even, you know, oh, it says that by Eidim and hochanami by Bali Dinim. It's rather pashtus. The hochanami is, and if this is true for a Talmud Chacham, it certainly should also be true, equally true, for an Eish Haskaver, Harei Kachaver. Right? But the truth is that, you know, the question could be asked, perhaps, even without this Gemara. Or it's based on an assumption which I think is prevalent in the Rishonim, mostly here, that speak about it, and that is that there is this equation between the two Amidos, and even in some cases between the two Amidos and the Yeshiva of the Dayanim, that it's all basically an equal halacha. Similarly in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, by the way, we don't need to do it for everybody, but again, in Tosfos and Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Tes, it's also formulated this way, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Yanei ha-melech ha-mod ha-raglecha v'ye'idu bach, right? V'im tomar ha-minan ha-sum ha-filu tamid chacham ain't tzorech la-mod mishum de-hayaseh v'hayaseh v'aseh de-kavad ha-torah adif k'domer b'shuas edus v'kim in the chacham ain't tzorech la-mod kol shkein melech de-tvei adif melech mitamid chacham k'domer l'kamon. And this, of course, is the same question that Tosfos asks here on the bottom, Tosfos, right? Which we've already seen. Lamed amud beis. V'im tomar kol shkein kvod melech, shrein yachal limchal kvodo, amai ukmi shimon ben shetach, liyanei melech, perkov gimel, v'verach kohen gadol, rather than Sanhedrin. But here, at least, Tosfos didn't ask the question, you know, that he didn't say what he said there, except that he already said it, anyways, to Tosfos in earlier, namely that the ability to be Moshiv, the Balei Dinim, is based on Hayaseh, the Hayaseh, Kavanat Torah Adin. Now, just to add to the question, all I'm saying is, I'm saying two things, basically. If you read the Gemara seemed much more troubled and much more defensive, and they required an explanation and a justification when it came to Hoshavas Ha'edim, not so much regarding Balei Dinim. That's A. B, that when Tosfos here, and Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Tosfos here about the Eish Haskaver case, and Tosfos in Sanhedrin regarding Yanei HaMelech, when they want to, you know, ask the question about the Hoshavas, you know, Balei Dinim, and why did Yanei have to spring up to his feet, you know, which all caused a calamity and, you know, the political fallout and so on. So they ask from Eidos without acknowledging even that it's Eidos. The assumption is that Hu Adin, it's exactly the same. Okay. Three, and this is something that was said on Thursday, I'm just repeating it, so I think now its significance is even greater. That is, we noted that some Rishonim, right, apply the din of the Aseh of Yeshiva, of Amida, sorry, as being connected with the mitzvah, right, to come to court to begin with, to be an aid. Right? We notice this in the, a little bit in the Rambam's expansion, where he quotes this, and even more so in the Chinuch, right, because he quotes the full line, and even more so than that in the Zohar HaRakia, right, in the Rashbats. Correct? So just to highlight that, the Hayaseh, not the Aseh of Kavanat Torah against it necessarily, but the Hayaseh part, which refers to the Edim's obligation to come forward and to, you know, to testify, to be part of the system, not to shirk their responsibility, not to suppress their Edos, right, that doesn't necessarily have an analog in Balei Dinim, right? So the need for, you know, the idea that if there's a mitzvah to stand, that implies, you know, that there's a mitzvah to come. Do you have that in Balei Dinim? I mean, it goes back to something we talked about in the very first day of the year, practically, And that is, like, there's a din, there's an iser to go to Arkos, right? There's also a din that Balei Dinim can decide, you know, to drop a dispute or just to solve it among themselves. But in between that, right, if you pursue justice, is there a mitzvah for Balei Dinim to come to court? Ela mishpatim asher tasim lefneim lefneim lefno lefnei ha'akum? Something that we discussed. The impression that you might get, and this is of course ironic in the Yanai question, because he gets in Kol Shekein, is, or just, and that's going back just pure misvara, if I asked you, like, oh, this whole issue of the formalism of, you know, of the roles here, the Balei Dinim, the Edim, the Dayanim, and this is what we asked Ezra the other day, right? And he answered correctly. Does it make sense to me, Michalik? Sure. Right? Because of the three, certainly you would think that the Balei Dinim are the lead. They don't, you know, they're the people who bring the case to court, but they're not, you know, the functionaries of the din, right? That's the Edim and that's the Dayanim. So if there is a posture requirement or other formal requirements, I would think Dafka Dayanim or Dafka Edim, you know, but of the three, the weakest would be, you know, the Balei Dinim. Right, so therefore the greater flexibility would also be for the Balei Dinim. I would have thought that, you know, at most it's mistatmin tanase, so you have to treat them the same. Or maybe part of mistatmin tanase is, you know, there being a clear, known, you know, protocol that you don't typically veer from, so that you don't have to worry, oh, this dayan is sitting as both, this one's standing as both. And... you know, again, a certain ema, you know that you're in a place where the Shechina is present or the Dayanim is, you know, are representing, you know, something transcendent, you know, but not necessarily I didn't heksher or hagdaras, you know, nesinas edus or din or dayan, right? Something far less. By the way, that line of kavoda dayanim works nicely. We'll get to it for the Mordechai and so on, although it could be much more than that. But it's also a line in the Tshuva Sarajba. Which Tshuva Sarajba? But the Tshuva Sarajba shares it across the board. Here. The Rajba in a Tshuva, let me tell you which one. Beis Samach Dalad. Compares Amidas Baldavar and Amidas Eidim. He wants to explain they're both only Lechatchila. And Hu Adin Yeshivas Adayanim. And his line is, I did copy the line, She'eino Ela Mishum Kvod Bezdin Ulechatchila. Of course, that's, if you hold it's only Lechatchila, it doesn't have to be that way either, but She'eino Ela Mishum Kvod Bezdin. Of course, all three could be Midin Kvod Bezdin. I'm just saying, if there had to be one that was going to be more kal, the fact that, you know, there's a view that, like for Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need anything, right? We don't accept that halacha. That was a day in the Gemara. Or no, okay, it's Rabbi Yehuda, but it's only b'shas Gemar din. I gave a different explanation before why that doesn't say anything about this being less a lesser halacha, right? And then number three, in the Shaklev Tari of the Gemara, right, the assumption that you could be Moshiv Shnehem, right, and that in particular, right, if you have a Talmud Chacham, that you could be Moshiv, right, doesn't come with the same, like, how can you do that? You know, you're violating Mitzaseh, now you have to come off to Hayaseh V'Hayaseh, Aseh D'Kvod HaTorah, you know, Adif. Right? I'm just pointing out those four points. Having said that, the Rishonim almost always equate them. I'm saying in theory, you didn't have to equate them. Of course, it would help you a lot with the Yanai problem, but in the opposite direction. Right? When the Rishonim ask, you know, what's the thing with Yanai? I mean, why have him, you know, jump to his feet? You know, there's a, you know, a say to Kavanat Torah. Right? Again, the case I've been making is that, you know, if you don't even need Kavanat Torah in the case of Bali Dinim, so it's even a stronger question in a certain respect. But if you were to explain that it's just different, it's a completely different Machayev, and especially, you know, there's a Mistatmin Tanase element or something, it could also be less flexible in some respects. Yeah?
Isn't the question of whether they probably didn't even aid them just in the focus of Yuga on it?
Say that again?
Isn't the question of whether it's actually the mitzvah for Bali Dinim just to aid them just in the focus of Yuga
on? No, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are still, that's what I was trying to show, there are still two different limudim. Right? One is V'amdushne Anashim Bedin, refers to both Edim and Bali Dinim, and the only thing is limited to Gemar Din when it comes to Bali Dinim. And the other one is a totally different Pasuk, which in the same Pasuk speaks about Bali Dinim and Dayanim, but not Edim. So then you have Amdushne Anashim for Edim, and you have a different Pasuk for Bali Dinim. So 2 days in the Gemara, even after, that's first, originally the Gemara thought that according to Rabbi Yehuda there's nothing, right? And then the Gemara says, no, for Rabbi Yehuda there's Gemar Din, but there's still 2 days, whether it's based on the connection to Edom or not. But the Rishonim who are making these equations across the board are not making these distinctions. I'm agreeing with that. So it's not also surprising that when we come to the question of Lichatchila or Bediyaved, right? Doraisa or Drabanan, but especially the Chatchila B'diabed, that mostly you also have Huadid, except that here at least the local Rajba, anybody have it? I think I mentioned last time, says Kol Shekain. Right now, I'm talking about a different issue now. Not whether you have to stand, A. When you have to stand, B. Is a Talmud Chacham any different? 3, right? Now the question, is this only, are these dinim lechatchila or bediyaved? So in theory, if they come from different psukim, and if they are different dinim, and one is a din in kavod, and the other is maybe a din in the hechsher of dayan or edus, you could have been mechalik, one daraisa, one drabanan, one lechatchila, one bediyaved. The Rajba here has a line. Anybody have it? Again, afilu e tamad chacham moshivin. Again? The kol shekain bali dinim b'shas gemar din. What's a kol shekain? So that's actually a little bit of a tacit admission, that Rajba, right? That what's true for bali dinim, right, is less, the requirement for Bali Dinim is less than that of Edim. But in the Tshuva, for example, when the Rajba, the Rajba that I just talked about, what did I say it was? Beis Samach Dalid, he compares Amidas Bali Dinim, Amidas Edim, and Yeshiva Sadeyanim, all in the question of the Chatchila or Ma'akev, right? All three, She'eino ela mishum kvod bezin l'chatchila, and he says behu hadin. Okay. So this is an interesting issue. Yeah.
The application of like hayaseh v'hayaseh to bali dinim can really just be a kal v'chomer, especially if all we care about.
What do you mean a kal v'chomer?
Meaning a kal v'chomer if the requirement of edim has an asay, yet we say hayaseh v'hayaseh.
Right.
So the fact that the requirement to stand for bali dinim is much less. It's not so strange that the Alder Rishon is going to apply the phrase "Hayaseh to Bali Dinim."
No, I think it is a. If it is anything, it's a kol shekain, 100%.
Right, so
but they don't say it that way. It's not what I'm saying.
We're not saying that just because we say "Hayaseh to Hayaseh for Bali Dinim" that there's now like a convergence.
I'm just saying, if you didn't know this for Edim, would you still say it for Bali Dinim?
No, but it's not a problem that we. Since we do know it for Edim, it's not a problem that we apply.
Right, I'm just saying it's not. The Gemara never said. All I'm saying is that Bali Tosis used the expression here. Here it's even more than in Sanhedrin a little bit. Right, Tosis says, "Avagavda yachalo shiva kida amar b'samach daase de kavod haTorah adif." So it may not be accurate in the sense that you don't need you don't need to say the kavod haTorah adif.
That's because if there's no ikuv in Edus, then kavachomer is not going to be an ikuv.
Right, I'm just saying he doesn't say it. It could be. You might be right. I'm just pointing out that midina de Gemara, and some Rishonim say hu adin, clearly. And I'm not saying that you should be mechalik, because if you're going to be mechalik, I think this is the direction you're going to be mechalik. If you're really going to be mechalik in the other direction, it would answer the Yanai problem. You could say, oh, Yanai was about davar, and we know this halacha regarding Eidim, but because I think it is a kol shekein, no one's saying that. But they don't say it that way. I'm just saying they're quoting, if you read the Tosas and other Rishonim in this sugya, you get the impression that the Gemara's line of Aseh, Hayaseh to Kavanat Torah Adif was said also about Baldavar. And Lemaisa, I'm just pointing out factually it wasn't. And maybe you don't need it, and maybe therefore there would be Nafkamina. It's helpful for because it reinforces the other discrepancies. Namely, within Rabbi Yehuda, that the Psukim might be different, that the that there is no counter pressure of a Chiyuv to be here. And maybe even L'chatchila B'diav. Well, let's say, for example, let's go back to the next question, which is, now we've talked about Balidinim, let's talk about Eidim. Right? So let's start, where did Yoni go? There he is. Now let's look at the Gemara in Zvachin for a minute. Yeah, but before we do, question. Yeah,
The Tzumim seems to dance around this issue and wants to say that...
The what?
The Tzumim wants to say that they're both equal but also somehow different.
You're talking about the Edim and the Dayanim.
Everybody. But I mean, you can't have the Edim and or the Balidinim the Smicha and the Dayanim the Smicha also.
Because there's no discrepancy. We'll talk about that. Yeah.
Right. And then he finishes off by saying, oh, Yeshivas HaDayanim Bekima B'tnei Kavakafa in Yenifrit. So he seems to want to, he wants to say that the entire Hikfin HaKra is to make a Havdalah between Havdil Bein, the Balidinim and Edim on the one hand and the Dayanim on the other.
Right. Well, that's easier because one is a Din of Yeshiva and the other is a Din of Amida. Right. It's hard to know, these things. Right. So far I've been discussing mostly Balei Dinim and Eidim.
Right.
But of course the Dayanim piece is also, I want to leave that for the last, but is an equally interesting part because is the Yeshivas HaDayanim the equivalent of Amidas Eidim or Balei Dinim, or the different posture itself shows that they're different Dinim? Or no, that their function, but the relative to what each one is, it's the same. The Tumim sounds like he's trying to say they're different. Which, in the spirit of what I'm saying that already about Balei Dinim and Eidim.
Right, but they're different, but they all aim toward the same goal of trying to make a distinction between the different characters.
No, 100%. Especially, again, the Dayanim and everybody else. That may be part of the story. And therefore, when it comes into this, again, we have to talk about Smicha, we'll try to finish this up tomorrow, but the Smicha issue, again, the leaning issue, is treated by some of the Poskim, again, started with the Rivat, but it's treated by some of the Poskim as like a discrete thing, like double kulas, mimanav shach. But no. But really, the idea is, to look at the Balei Dinim, to look at the Eidim, to look at the Dayanim, and what I think the Tumim and some others are saying is, there's another question here in addition to the mimanav shachs, and that is, either way, you need to differentiate the Dayanim from the Balei Dinim and the Eidim, right? So that's a different kind of Mimanav Shach. Not Mimanav Shach, what's your objective view about Smicha? There are ways to get around that with the Bach and so on. But the Gra, but don't you still need the distinction itself? Some people think yes and some people think no. That's very important. But for example, even what I'm saying now, which is, that maybe there's a difference between Balei Dinim and Eidim, Misvara, and I'm trying to build it based on certain things. I'm admitting that the Rishonim mostly are equating them, 100%. I'm using that as a kind of a foil, like they're saying these things, they're drawing from one to the other, but it's not in the Gemara that way, right? And Misvara, there's good reason to think not that way. So another possible nafkamina, in addition to the Chatchila B'diavad, Darais and Rabbanan, which we'll get to in just a second, might be the question of Smicha, or Shicha, meaning, do you really need, let's say you need Amida for Eidim and Amida for Balei Dinim. Maybe in one case you really need Amida, and in the other case you need that it shouldn't be yeshiva. Right? In theory, that's possible. Now, if you ask me, are they doing that here? They're not. I mean, that, you know, in the end, we follow what they do. But I'm just pointing out that there are some leaps being taken here, and it's misvara. There's good reason to think that maybe these are a little bit, that the Balidinim is one is more kavod. What do you say? He's not a baldavar if he's not, maybe. It's much easier to say it's not Haggadah Seidus. They're not Edim, you know, if they're not, because that's a formal status. And the Balidinim, maybe, much less so, is just, you know, their fate is being decided, their monetary fate, certainly. Again, maybe there's a difference between Dina Mavadis and Dina Fashos. That could also be. But again, in terms of the Yanai question, I should also ask, of course, we said it already, but the most popular answer in the Rishonim, in the Yanai question, is the distinction between Kvod Talmud Chacham and Kvod Melech, and the idea that Mechila isn't necessarily a reflection of the intensity of that, but of two totally different dinim, again, institutional and personal kavod. And then you have the second day of Tosis here about dinei nefashos, shiny. Now again, it's interesting, Tosis here, the other day that says shiny dinei nefashos de chamiri, is also assuming, like the daya in Tosis, in like one day in Tosis in Sanhedrin, that the Yanai case is considered a dinei nefashos case. So I alluded to that the other day. I just want to say one word about it now. And that is, that isn't such a dabur pashut, and the Achronim speak about it. Namely, when it comes to Shor Niskal, it's clear that the Bailim's role is you know, he stands in, he is the Bailim, and it's Al Pidin Adine Nefashos case. Even though his loss at stake for him is the animal, right? Not his own life. But Al Pidin, that's called a Dina Nefashos case, and he, because there's an animal involved, is considered Al Pidin, the Bailim. This is for Bava Kama topic. It's a very fascinating case, because it's a case where, again, the Baldavar's fate is not so terrible, so dire, or irrevocable, and yet there's a formal status of Dina Nefashos on which he is the Baldavar. Is that obviously true with regard to an Eved Knani situation? Because the Eved Knani is a Bailim in his own right, right? Even though, as the owner, and the Dinei Mamonis impact is on the Baldavar. So, Mitzad, there's a Dinei Nefashos case, but his obligation, you know, of Amod is Betoras, the Dine Mamanis Baldavar, perhaps, not the Dine Nefashos Baldavar. This is what some of the Achronim point out. Maybe instead of the two Deos here and in Sanhedrin, here regarding the question of, you know, whether the relationship between Kavod HaTorah and Kavod Malchus, right? And there, regarding the question of do you require Amida Shelo B'Shas Gemardin? Those are two different questions, whether Nefashos is different. You have two Deos in both Tosasin. Are the two Deos, whether in Achanami they're Dina Nefashos, does it matter? Like the Tumim and like everything else that we were discussing? Who cares? Right? And then I tried to address that. Or are the two Deos, because it isn't so pashut that we consider this Dini Nefashos vis-a-vis Yanei HaMelech. Because unlike Shor Niskal, maybe Eved Knani, he's not the Baldavar B'Dinei Nefashos. He's the Baldavar B'Dinei Mamonis in a Dini Nefashos case. Okay? So that's the other thing to think about before we move on to Zohar. Yeah, Aaron, go ahead.
So for Rebbe's Diuk that by Edim, that's where we have the whole Tamiya, like how could it be that, you know, you let it sit down, let it stand up, and then the Gemara says, and then the
I say,
well, we don't have that by Bali Din, but by Bali Din is the Gemara speaking, and, you know, saying, you know, here's a Din. And okay. Then there, by Edim, it's a Maestro Haya. Like this, you know,
he had a case in front of him. If you want to explain according to all the Rishonim, again, the default view is with Rishonim. I'm just pointing out it didn't have to be that way, and therefore it doesn't have to be that way for everyone. If you want to explain, like, why do the Rishonim do that? It could very well be for the reason that you're talking about. I mean, one is a statement of law. The other is a case, in which case they're reporting, like, the conversation, the dialogue that took place in that case. I'm only pointing out, even if you hold like the Rishonim, that we should appreciate that they're making an equation, right, which didn't have to be.
I was trying to take the Diak down a notch.
Yeah, 100%.
I wasn't arguing with...
No, I agree. I do agree totally that that's what they're saying. Either they're saying Kol Shekein, which is what Josh was saying, right? I mean, they know the difference, but they're saying Kol Shekein. Or they're saying what you're saying, which is, it's all the same. The difference in treatment is for other reasons. 100%. Okay. Now, what about Lechatchila B'diavad, and what about this whole Talmud Chacham thing, and so on? Yeah. So, Yoni, right?
Yeah.
You were just about to Zvakim. Ooh. Well, let's get it on the record, and then we'll tomorrow 1 o'clock regular time. So we'll try to finish up all these issues again, including the smicha, shekiyah, tomorrow. Yeah, and then we'll move on to hopefully Melech and Saka Pekovia. Yeah, let's go for the Zvakim just for a minute if people have time. Go ahead. What? Just a Shaka Vataria. Let's get it in. What daf is it? Tess Zion, right? It's just a remarkable Shaka Vataria. Go ahead. The context is what?
Trying to prove that a czar cannot do the avoda.
That a czar cannot do the avoda. Okay, good. And we want to say, what do we need a limud for? Why not learn it from Yoshev? Because it sounds like Yoshev is more innocuous than a czar. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Oh. So what's this? So this line in the Gemara, Mali Yoshev Shekin Pasul Eidus, is what? Proves what? But Zar is not Pasul Eidus. So this sounds like a Yoshev in Eidus is a psal, right? And it sounds like we're comparing it to, like, you know, Lamo de Lashares. That's a very remarkable line, right? If it's only Lechatchila, if it's a Dindurabbanan, right, this doesn't make any sense. Even if it's, frankly, a Dindaraisa and it's Ma'akev, wow, I mean, still. It's, you're comparing the psul of Yoshev in Avoda and Eidus. And it sounds like it's a din and Hechsher and Hagdara, right? Then the Gemara answers, go ahead.
Yoshev Tamachacham.
It's not a problem because Yoshev Tamachacham. Yeah, Malashem Yoshev Shekin Pasul Eidus.
Malashem Yoshev Shekin Pasul Eidus. Shem Yoshev Loparech.
Yeah. Okay, so what if here the Gemara clearly says, what do you make of the Gemara's line about the Talmud Chacham?
I thought the Talmud Chacham was an exception, but they still have a psul b'di'evan.
I mean,
even b'di'evan for everyone else.
Yeah, the question is how to interpret that line. Mali Yoshev Shekein Pasul Eidus. Right, is a strong line. Yoshev Talmud Chacham that can be understood in one of two ways. Right, one is exactly what you said. One is that you see from Yoshev Talmud Chacham that it's not a psul or a din hechsher at all, because otherwise how can there be such an exception? In which case the Gemara giveth and then the Gemara taketh away. Right, or no. Yoshev, when it's not a Talmud Chacham, is Ma'akev, and it really is a din, in either the Kavod aspect is Ma'akev, or it's a din in Heksher, and Shiny Talmud Chacham because of Kavod HaTorah, which we'll have to explain still. But it's just not a limud, since there is an exception, it's not a good limud for Zar. Right? Okay. Excellent. So those are two ways to read the Gemara. Frankly, even if the Gemara turns its back, how significant is it? That's really what we are interested in. Okay, what did Tosa say? Let's just get the Tosfos on the record and we'll stop here for the moment. Tzarech Lizayar. But before Tosfos says V'shem Adiyavet Ein Lachush, it sounds like they're considering the possibility that it's really Ma'akev, even though there is the exception of Talmud Chacham. And who actually holds that way? The Riyas in Sanhedrin, right? They actually think, and you know, others, and not only the Riyas in Sanhedrin, but again, the Mordechai, that view, says that at least for Smuchim, Mumchim Smuchim, in other words, Lifnei Hashem, it might be actually Ma'ake. Who holds it within the view of the Mordechai that it's Ma'ake? The Levush and the Bach, right? What? Well, I mean, it depends how you read the Gemara, just like what you said. But we'll have to figure out. Meaning, so there could be views, the Riaz holds this way. You know, according to the Bach and the Levush, this is the Mordechai Bizman, at least Smuchim, right? That this is actually Ma'akev. So you have a tremendous burden to explain the exception of Talmud Chacham, which we'll get to when we finish up tomorrow. But that's a remarkable halakha. So are you going to say if it's Ma'akev, then it's Ma'akev also for Bali Dinim? If the Bali Dinim were standing and they're not Talmud Chachamim, it's Ma'akev? Right? Interesting question. Wow. Shiva Sadayonim also? Or just Hamad Amad Amida Sa'edim? Keep going. The Shema Diaved, it's a Shema, right? Ein Lachosh. Whoa, so what do you think of that raya? We're bringing a raya. I'm just trying to sensitize to where this is all coming from, right? Before I was trying to sensitize that there's a lot of projection of Eidus onto Baldin. Now there's a projection of Yeshivas Dayanim and Amidas Ha'edim. Right?
Yeah.
And that's a pasha. You could be Mechalek in theory. So Yeshivas Ha'dayanim apparently is not Ma'akev according to the Rishalmi. And therefore Amidas Ha'edim also not. Umashma. Dichihechi Deni Kuba B'Yeshivas Ha'dayanim Af B'Sheyesham Leishev Min HaTorah Hakanami Eini Kuba B'Amidas Ha'edim. I mean, Tosfos is spelling it out. They know what they're doing. Again, if it's the same halacha or parallel halacha, that makes a lot of sense. But if you want to, what is the Riaz going to say? And what's the Bach and the Levush in the Mordechai going to say if they really hold that this Din and Edim is Ma'akev? Do they really think, what are they, maybe they think shiny Yeshiva Sadeyanim? Not the same. Maybe also Bali Dinim are not the same. Go ahead. Okay, then we'll leave that. Okay, so let's talk about the other. And what do you do with Talmud Chacham according to the Riaz and according to the Bach and the Levush's understanding of the Mordechai? Okay, even if you take the view, the more prevalent view of the Rishonim, which is it Ma'akev? By the way, the Ran, the Ramban here, they say it's not Ma'akev because it's Talmud Chacham. Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos did not reject that this is b'di'eved because of Talmud Chacham. Which may be that they read the Gemara the way that Yoni wanted to suggest, the second way. Right? The Ramban, the Ran, that whole group of Rishonim understood that Talmud Chacham proves that it's not b'di'eved. So we need to answer that hard. If it's not b'di'eved, does that mean it's Drabbanan? Or there's a lechatchila daraisa. That's also very kashuv. Right? Is there such a thing as a lechatchila daraisa, eh? Yeah. Okay, but people are a little queasy about it. Actually, the perish on the levush of one of the people here, a sheer gift from years past, you know. So the who is it? The, one second. Labush, somebody runner. He has a whole diyun on that, on whether lechatchila daraisas. How come I can't find him? Is he only in our here? One second. Levushei Tzedakah. Okay, we'll have to look who it is. There's a whole interesting diyun on that. Basically, there are three possibilities, right? It's Ma'akev, that's the most sensational. It's the Chatchila Daraisa, what do we mean by that? That could still be more than one thing. Or it's only Dindrabanan. It's only Dindrabanan, of course. You know, it's much more flexible and it's much less significant for the things that we're talking about. So, and of course, that is relevant to the smicha leaning question, too. There are two smichas in the sugya. The smicha, the Mordechai, is, you know, Dayanim Smukin, Lifnei Hashem. And the smicha, of course, of the Rivash is leaning. When, if you take away his prop, he'll fall. So let's finish this up tomorrow. We know exactly what we're looking for now, so let's just go through some of the details in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rishonim, and then move on after that to Melech and Yitzchak.